Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, December the 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, here on Live Talk, we are looking at World AIDS Day, which is commemorated annually worldwide on December the 1st. UNAIDS says it is encouraging everyone to address inequalities which are holding back progress in ending AIDS. This year's theme is Equalize, which is a call to action to increase availability of quality and sustainable services for HIV treatment, testing and prevention, reform law policies and practices to tackle the stigma and exclusion faced by people living with HIV. Nasi tirikutarisa zvare kucherechedzwa kudambudziko re HIV AIDS pasi rose, kana kuti World AIDS Day iro rinocherechedzwa pasi rose musi wa 1 zvita gore rega rega. Sanganore UNAIDS rinoti iyi ndiyo nguva yekuti vanhu vatarise kuti zvikwanisiro zvinodiwa nevane hutachiwana hweHIV zvakakwana here uye kuti dzidziso nezvimwe zvakaita semishonga zviwanikwe nyore nyore neveruzhinji. Mutori wedu wenhau Rutendo Mawere aita hurukuro naamai Margaret Cement avo vakabatwa hutachiwana hweHIV muna 1998 uye vanodzidzisawo madzimai akazvitakura kuti angadzivirire sei kutapurira utachiwana kuvana.
Kuti tikwanise kupedza dambudziko reHIV by 2030, tichitarisa kunyanya kumadzimai vachiri kubereka vaye nemadzimai vanenge vazvitakura, kuri kudiwa kuti kunyatsopuhwa mukana wakakurisisa, kunyatsopuhwa kuti kuite maprogramu anotarisisa mudzimai akazvitakura mukati munyika. Mudzimai akazvitakura ari kutakura mwana wamangwana achararama ramangwana. Saka tiroda kuti titarise vadzimai vavo vapuhwe rubetsero rwakakwana, maprogramus anga aripo anonyanya kutarisisa nevana vachabarwa nanaamai ava. Saka tinotoona kuti dambudziko ririko nderekuti mai vanouya kuchipatara voteswa, amai vachatesta positive, mai vaita positive, baba vari kumba vachasvikonoramba amai ava nekuda kwekuti baba vanotaura kuti iwo ndiwo vakazvitsvaga. Ende kachitikati tinoona kuti baba vanogona kutoramba kutoziva HIV status yavo zvaizvozvo. Saka pada kuti paedze kugadziriswa ipapo kuti mai pavanouya kuzonyoresa, baba ngavange varipo, ikodzero yababa.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Margaret Cement avo vakabatwa utachiwana hweHIV muna 1998 uyezve vari kutopawo dzidziso kune mamwe madzimai. In October, Zimbabwe became the first African country to approve the use of injectable HIV prevention drug called Gabatogravi. VOA reporter Columbus Mavunga gives us a report on this issue.
A 32-year-old Zimbabwean woman who requested not to be identified says she received an injection of the HIV prevention drug called Gabatogravi while she was working in the U.S. She had been taking HIV prevention pills for 7 years. But after she received the shot in April, and now that Zimbabwe has approved it, she's hoping to take the injection every 2 months.
Well, I prefer the injection to the pill because the injection is convenient. You only get a shot after every 2 months. Unlike the pills, you have to take them every day at the same time. And there's a risk of defaulting because there are a lot of things that happens during the day or in life, actually. You might go to a funeral, you forget your pills at home. So with this injection, you only get a shot after every 2 months. And it's only 6 shots per year, which is better preferred to tablets.
Zimbabwe is the first African country to approve the use of the Gabatogravi or Cabla. The US approved the drug in December 2021 and Australia in 2022. Zimbabwe introduced a 3% AIDS levy in 1999 to help fund the country's response to HIV and AIDS. Individuals pay 3% income tax and employers and trusts pay 3% on profits for the efforts. The World Health Organization has commended Zimbabwe for approving Gabapentin, saying it would pave the way to providing more safe and effective options for HIV prevention. The Medicines Control of Zimbabwe, or MCAZ, says for now, Gabapentin is only allowed for HIV prevention.
There are going to be other preparations containing Gabapentin, which may be submitted at a later time by the applicants or the manufacturers of the product, which will be used for treatment. But the current one, which has approved, is meant only for prevention of HIV and not for treatment.
Dr. Nyaradzo Mugodi of the University of Zimbabwe Clinical Trials Research Center headed the trials in 9 African countries. She says the drug is very effective and is calling for Zimbabwe to roll out Gabapentin as soon as possible.
Because us as African women, we continue getting HIV at alarming rates, and one infection is one infection too many. When we've got something that works, we should make it available to the person or the persons who need it.
Supporters say access to drug will also help Zimbabweans stop relying as much on other countries for drugs to treat HIV/AIDS. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Our reporter Anastasia Ndlovu, who speaks to the National AIDS Council Bulawayo Provincial Director Senator Nyati on some of the initiatives her organization has embarked on the fight for the mother-to-child transmission of HIV by pregnant women living with the virus. Let's hear from her.
My name is Sinatra Nyati. I work for National AIDS Council of Zimbabwe. And as the National Council of Zimbabwe, we coordinate the National Multisectoral Response to HIV and AIDS. Today I'm going to talk about breastfeeding in HIV-positive women. In Zimbabwe, we have got the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Program, where we aim to make sure that we want to reduce the number of babies that are born with HIV. And this PMTCT program, we've got 4 pillars. The first pillar is to prevent HIV among women from adolescent girls and young women and all women of childbearing age. So we push this by giving information and skills for women to prevent themselves from HIV. We also promote the issues of use of condom, whether male or female condom. Our aim is to make sure that there is safe sex. And the second pillar is to make sure that every pregnant woman is enrolled in the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission Program. This is where the ladies are tested at the first booking of their pregnancy, and they are monitored throughout pregnancy. And then the third pillar, we are now supporting the mother and the baby that are living with HIV to make sure that their quality of life is improved and they live productive lives. And the fourth pillar is supporting the mother, the baby, and the family as a whole, so that at the end of the day, we are preventing HIV in our communities. So, as we continue to do that, we encourage pregnant women.
Was our reporter Anastasia Ndlovu speaking to the National AIDS Council Bulawayo Provincial Director Sinatra Nyati. In South Africa, which has the world's largest HIV population, authorities say girls and young women are now worst at risk demographic, with many having resorted to transactional sex to pay the bills during COVID pandemic lockdowns ahead of the World AIDS Day, which is December 1. VOA spoke to a former sex worker and visited a clinic that treats adolescent girls and others with HIV. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg, South Africa, on efforts to halt the spread of HIV.
This 31-year-old South African, who does not wish to use her name due to stigma, was a sex worker for more than a decade in Johannesburg's notorious Hillbrow neighborhood. In 2020, as she was struggling to make ends meet during COVID pandemic lockdowns, a client who refused to use a condom gave her HIV.
I'll get angry because men don't want to listen. Then we also get raped when you get raped, and then when you realize that you are HIV positive, you can get angry more. Then sometimes it makes me feel sad.
A UNAIDS survey this year found since the start of the pandemic, 38% of South African women who sell or trade sex reported a large drop in income, and 5% more sex workers engaged in more frequent condomless sex. Anne Gatuku Shongwe is UNAIDS Regional Director for Eastern and Southern Africa. She says 63% of new infections in Africa are young women and teenage girls.
Adolescent girls between the ages of 15 to 24 are representing just about 30%. But women from 24 up to 49 are the remaining, 30%. So in general, this is a really, really high gendered epidemic for sure in our region.
COVID-induced poverty has worsened the situation as South African unemployment hit a record 35% in March. The UN survey showed 15% more South African women reported using sex work or transactional sex with so-called blessers to make a living. Community health worker Nonhlahla Mazaleni explains.
A blesser, it's a older men who are dating young girls, and then they give them money in exchange for sex.
The former sex worker says she was pregnant when she found out she was HIV positive and promptly quit the work. While her baby was born negative, she's now taking daily antiretroviral, ARV pills. South Africa next year plans to roll out new bi-monthly injectable ARVs to make prevention and treatment easier.
I think it will be a game changer. When I speak to the patients, they're looking forward to it.
The World Health Organization's Global Health Agency, UNITAD, says South African girls and young women will be the first given access to it. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Now let's take a look at the action at the FIFA World Cup 2022 in Qatar, where history will be made today when an all-female team of referees will officiate at the Costa Rica and Germany match to be played later on. Referee Stephanie Frampart will be joined by assistant Neuza Buck and Karen Diaz. In matches played today, Morocco became the second African team to move from group stages after beating Canada 2-1 today. Senegal was the first African team to storm into the round of 16. Japan will face Spain in a Group E match at 9 p.m. tonight. Let's take a short break, but please don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And now for perspective on our topic, which is the commemoration of World AIDS Day, we are joined by our guest, Tendai Westerhoff, the director of the Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Makadi Enyu.
Thank you very much, Masara Shkuru.
Hey, Mumboti, tsananguro kuti nasi sezuva reWorld AIDS Day. Panga paine zvirongwa here zvanga zviri kuitwa munyika yeZimbabwe?
Yes, zvirongwa zvanga zviripo sezvatinongoita makore ese kuti mutwa 1 December. Nyika ese inoungana zvichi vachitemberera kanzuva reWorld AIDS Day, zvinova zvinorongwa neNational AIDS Council. Saka nhasi zvaitirwa kumarondera vanhu vese kubva kumadistrict ese kumaprovhinsi ese ari 10 eZimbabwe vaungana kumarondera kuchiitwa iwo mutambo wekurangarira wakafa ne HIV, kuendo watafamba, tishirikisha chigwe che HIV and AIDS zenyika, nishatiri kumba kuita, noku nishimu kakawanda, saka pamchambo uyu, wangwa chikunga miri wane, nishina AIDS kanto, kwa ya wana kasi anasiana, na mishanda, mbumu naraunda kasi anasiana, wakita mabasa, ekibuliri la HIV ne AIDS, wanyanora rama na utachona u HIV, and Vangavari guest of honor ipapa, Vangavari vice president Lelwe Nika, Vanwa Minister of Health, Vaka Miri Nizwane, ne Grukota, Redunu, Rema Shona Lendi, Isi, province.
Imi sesangano pane zvamungati zvamungada kuona zvichigadziriswa here nyanya takatarisana nemadzimai panyaya yekurwisa denda iri HIV AIDS.
Hongu zvakawanda zvatinenge tichida kuti zvigadziriswe sezvo muridzi wati lingindira regore inoranga richiti equalize. Equalize ipapo mamuchinzi a e e o u zvichireva kuti access. Pakati chiti kumadzimai takatarisa nyaya yekuti vanokwanisa here kuwana mishonga inovadzivirira kuti vanokwanisa kuwana mishonga here kana vachinge vane utachiona hweHIV kuti vapiwe mishonga iyoyi uyezve toda kuti madzimai vave empowered kuti vave neinformation yese yavanoda yeHIV and AIDS nezvinhu zvepabonde. Tichida kuona madzimai vachipuhwa information yakadaro iyoyi ende tichida kuti vaziviswe kuti chii chiri kuitika mara nezvechirwere cheHIV and AIDS senyika. Zvinhu zvakawanda zvakaitika takatsanisa kurwisana nechirwere ichi nemari dzedu dzinobhadharwa nevanhu nedzimwe medzi dzinobata neNational AIDS Council. Tinorava senyika takakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakawanda zvikuru kuti tidzise kutapurirwa kwechirwere ichi. Mastatistics edu akazobva kubva ku21.something achibva amuvha ku15.something achibva amuvha iye zvino apa around 11.4. You know, saka tiri kugona chaizvo mapato akasiyana siyana vari kubatsira kuti senyika yeZimbabwe tirwisana neutachiona. Uyezve chimwe chinhu chiri kutaurwa nezvacho ndechekuti pese patiri kurwisa neutachiona uhu ngatitarisewo kodzero dziri pakati pevarume nevakadzi nainequalities anenge aripo anoita kuti madzimai vataite access treatment yemaHIV services. Zvatinoti izvo toda kuti mahuman rights emadzimai anga achitariswa vanhu vachiziva kuti madzimai vane kodzero dzavo kana takatarisa panyaya dzeHIV izvi uyezve kubvisa zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti munhu anenge ari HIV achirarama neHIV ave munhu anoshungurudzwa yatinoti gender-based violence. Ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurudzira kunge zvinge zvichiitika kuti zvipere. Patinosvika 2030 senyika tinogona kurwisa chirwere ichi kuti chipedza zvachose.
Also, we were seeing there earlier on there is an introduction of injectables as a way of people, you know, getting treatment for HIV. And we saw that Zimbabwe has apparently signed on. So what's your take on this new method of treatment?
It's a long overdue initiative, which is very much welcome because we have to have choices when we come to, when we are talking about HIV prevention strategies. Let's have choices. We talk about condomization. Some people prefer that, you know, and but there are other people who cannot condomize because of various reasons that I hear other speakers talking about. For instance, issues of gender-based violence, issues of stigma and discrimination, and many more. Therefore, this new initiative that our government has approved, it's a welcome idea. All what we want is we want to see the speeding up of this new injection through maybe pilots and also policies being formulated to ensure that those who require this drug, this injectable drug, will access it. We want the same way that we get free antiretroviral treatment to be used for this HIV prevention drug. We don't want it to be too expensive, otherwise it will be a barrier for others not to access it. We are saying let's leave no one behind and let's reach out to the hard to reach. So this is a very welcome idea whereby it is rolled out, it is piloted and policies are put in place. Those people who were hidden that we didn't know about should be able to be injected with this drug. And will prevent more HIV. So they need to start the sensitization. Let's not wait for the last moment, like the experience we did with the chemo condom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it was approved, it took a lot of time for communities to be sensitized, to understand how the chemo condom works and who has to use it or how it's accessed. So for this new drug that is coming, we are saying as a country, we are also moving with the science, with technology and everything. We need to start sensitizing our communities about it. And I'm sure that our ministry or our government will also speed up with the policies to ensure that the drug is funded, is fully funded with domestic financing, and that the price of this drug really goes down and it has to be free for everyone who needs it. Just like we get that retroviral treatment for everyone who needs them, and also HIV and testing services for people who need them. So it's
Thank
a welcome idea, and we want it as soon as yesterday.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Don't go away. Let's now go to Sipiwe Mafumo of the African, Caribbean and Black communities in Canada, who will also be sharing, you know, what is happening out there in Canada on December the 1st, World AIDS Day. Tokuchingamiza emuchirongwa. It's Sipiwe Mafumo.
Thank you, Maika.
Aiwa, timboti tsanangureo kuti chirongwa ichi chekurangarirwa kwedambudziko kana kuti denda reHIV chakakosha sei uye zvichiri kufambiswa sei kwamuri ikoko.
I think it's very important for us to recognize this day because we're talking 40 years later since HIV came into our lives, really. And 41 million people have died so far. And it's sad because when we look back and where we started and where we are right now, we've come a long way. And a lot has happened, and there's been so much progress in terms of scientific progress in coming up with medication treatment for people who are living with HIV. I work here in Canada with a program that give education to African, Caribbean, and Black communities on testing, transmission, and prevention, and all that. And it is supporting people who are living with HIV from our Black communities. It's important that we recognize that. To a question, why it's important for us to recognize this day? Because right now we are pretty much still giving out education to communities, but the HIV is not what it was when it started. It's pretty much a disease that can be managed. It's pretty much a chronic disease, just like high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever. But we still need to give education to our people because we're still challenged with the issues of stigma. My communities, really, the stigma is still there, and the challenge that we're facing because even those people you think have adequate knowledge or have some kind of knowledge on HIV, they still stigmatize people who are living with HIV. And that on its own, it impacts and affects people going for testing, treatment, or even disclosing that they're HIV positive, because the communities are not quite ready yet, but we need to move, and we need to move real fast. It was interesting listening to Tendai talking about, Westerhof talking about what they need to do in Zimbabwe in terms of HIV. Yes, but our communities are slightly different in the sense that that is back in Zimbabwe, and I am working here in Canada. But the basics are the same. Accessibility to treatment in back home in Zimbabwe. And here, it's quite accessible. But our people do not want to go for testing because they are afraid. How are we going to live with this diagnosis in my communities? People will still challenge me, or people will still stigmatize me. And it's not easy for people who have been diagnosed with HIV to live with it. Mm-hmm. However, the knowledge that progress that has been where we are now, it's so far off that really, if only our communities are understandable, if they knew where we are. Each time I go to give education, people are quite shocked with the progress that's been made in HIV, because they don't know the information that when people are HIV positive and they adhere to their treatment, they take mm-hmm. their medication on time, they become undetectable, meaning there will be very few viruses going around there in their system that becomes undetectable if they do that. And when they are undetectable, yes, they are still HIV positive, but they do not transmit HIV. Even without condoms, they do not transmit. So all this fear of people who are HIV positive, we still have to continue with education in our communities, because when you know better, you do better. But
yes, regainable ipapo, mutaure neri rurimi rwamai kuti pane zvingaitwa here, nyanya muri kutaura imi kuti dzidziso ichiri kudiwa panyaya iyo yekuti kana munhu abatwa nedenda iri kana kuti utachiwana weHIV, vamwe havasi kukwanisa kuzobuda pachena vachitya kusemwa. Saka pane zvingaitwa here, ndo ya kwa muri ndozoenda kuna asisi Tendai Westerhof vatauro taura itinzwi.
Okay. In education, it's very important for my community. Because if you don't know about HIV, this is HIV, which is HIV, which is AIDS, kuni ino transmitwa sei inobva sei pane mumwe munhu ichienda pane mumwe munhu, ngekuti kune vamwe vanhu vanotonzwa kuti baba mubiki wauya pano vane chirwere chemukondombera ende havagari pachei apa, munovapa plate dzavo, munovapa mafork avo ekudyisa, musabate kusemana ikoko kunouya nekusaziva. Saka education iri very important kuti tizive kuti the HIV is not transmitted by any woman who is a person, by any woman. We are not going to talk about it. And I think one of the people who take a lead when you have to do this. My church,
World Cup, hapana kana extra time arekaitendekana. Sistendai Westerhof, motipowo mazwenyu ekupeta chirongwa.
Kuti tipedze dambudziko reHIV, especially muvanhukadzi, tinofanira kuti tishande nevarume, iyo yatinoti men engagement. Chirwere ichi cheHIV hatisi chemadzimai, but chinoonekwa kunge ndechemadzimai, nekuti tinoona kuti madzimai ndo vakawanda vanosunungika, vanouya mberi vachibuda patena, vachinopedzwa vachiti tinacho chirwere. Even amai vakazvitakura ndo vanotanga kuenda kukliniki. Vasvika ikoko mupurogiramu yedu yekudzivirira utachiona kubva kuna amai kumwana, amai vanobva vatetwa.
I will have to cut you off there. Unfortunately, today I'm a referee, like I'm at the Qatar World Cup. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you so much to Tendai Westerhof, the director of the Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition in Zimbabwe, and Sipiwe Mapfumo of the African, Caribbean and Black Communities in Canada, speaking to us about World AIDS Day. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington saying, hey, have a very good night, and let's meet again soon. We'll be right back.